Good morning and welcome to BVTV. This week I'm joined by James Tomlins, who helps to oversee over £5 billion worth of high-yield assets at M&G. James, thanks for joining us.
Morning, Anthony.
So I sent the tweet out last week asking for questions, seeing as we knew that you were coming on today. So we have three charts to talk about. The first one is a chart about default rates, and obviously they've remained at very, very low levels over the course of this year. But one interesting thing that one of our tweeters pointed out was that EM high-yield defaults are actually less than US high-yield defaults. So what do you have to say about that, and what's your outlook for default rates going forward?
Yeah, so current global default rates are running around about 3.1%, and that's split between a little over 4% in the US and just 1.2% in Europe. And I think what's happened in the US, you still had that fallout from the energy crisis, the fall off in energy prices at the back end of 2015. So there's still some reverberations from that. But actually, the distress has moved into new sectors of late. And the big one, the big topic for us has been retailers. And actually, the distress ratio is the highest in that sector right now. So that's where the market sees some problems. And actually, retailers are a sector in the US high-yield market, so some of that default rate ticking up there has been reflective of that. But in Europe, remains very low, and I think globally we could see maybe 2.5%, a little under 3% for this year.
Interesting. And one chart that's got a lot of attention last week was the yield to worst on the European high-yield market, currently around about 2.5%. All-time lows. A lot of investors are saying that you just aren't being compensated enough to lend to European high-yield companies today. What would your view be on that subject?
Yeah, well, we've got a yield to worst of now 2.44% as of Friday. As you say, it's the all-time low. The problem is here, you've got two factors. You've got a very, very supportive central bank, and you've got very, very low default rates. However, both of those factors are in the price, you could argue, at 2.4% yield. Now, what we're going to see in the future is perhaps if we do see any ECB unwind over the next couple of years, the current price of the market is vulnerable to correction. Also, any uptick in default rates or a slowdown in the European recovery will also have an impact on spreads. So put it another way, the break-even spread widening rate of the market is around about 70 basis points. So you only need spreads to widen 70 basis points and your total yield is wiped out over the course of a year. And that's quite a vulnerable position for European high yield. So we're playing that market relatively cautiously right now. The scope for total returns is fairly low. There's more risk on the downside than upside.
Right. And given that your mandate, you have a global high yield fund, are you looking at the US market? So we have a chart here of US total returns for year to date and in previous years. And you can see that you could go one of two ways from here. What's your expectation for total returns from the US high yield market?
Yeah, so the US market has returned a little over 5% year to date and was actually running a little over 6%. But before the Trump and versus Korea market risk event took place, you can see a little bit of nervousness took that total return down. But if something doesn't necessarily go too far wrong, you've got a lot of coupon in the US, much more so than in Europe, and you could end up with a roughly 6 to 7% return. That's quite feasible this year. I think the concern is if we do see any uptick again in defaults, the US market is somewhat vulnerable, less vulnerable arguably than the European market because there's more spread and more yield. So you can have a few more mistakes without a significant hit to total returns.
So as a high yield fund manager, what message would you like to leave our viewers with today in terms of the global high yield market, whether it's floaters or fixed or sectors or geographical regions? What would you like to leave them with?
Yeah, the key message is pretty simple. Go for the coupon, but leave a little bit of powder dry from when things aren't so great. So, you know, keep a little bit of risk off, but keep invested.
Great. James, thanks very much. So when we're looking at what to look out for the remainder of the week, the big highlight and what many economists will be looking at is the Jackson Hole Conference, where the globe's central bankers meet on an annual basis. And many will be looking towards Janet Yellen in particular for any signal that the Fed might be unwinding its balance sheet or accelerating that process. And in Europe in particular, James spoke a little bit about quantitative easing in Europe. And if we get any indications that the ECB may begin to taper their asset purchase program sooner than expected. James, on that ECB quantitative easing program, you spoke a little bit about it in terms of the European high yield market. Do you think that is a very, very strong technical that could possibly swamp more fundamental evaluation factors in your assessment?
Yeah, over the last 18 months, I've been there's no doubt that we've seen a big impact, not only on investment grade markets where the purchasing has taken place, but that's fed through down into the higher echelons of high yield as well. So you've got very, very tight spreads at the double B area of the market. And any reversal of that, I think, will have a big technical unwind, a big technical impact, and valuations will have to adjust to reflect that. So there is some vulnerability, I believe, in Europe, less so in the US, where I think the market is pricing in already to some extent an unwind there.
Okay, great. With that, James and I would like to thank you for watching and have a very good week.